Good afternoon and welcome to the, this afternoon's Community and Regional Affairs hearing. Today we have Senator Ellis Sellers-Wader and myself, Senator Olson. Please turn off all cell phones and Blackberries since this meeting is being teleconferenced and recorded. We're here to consider House Joint Resolution 24 supporting the federal forest land revenue sharing. The sponsor is Representative Wilson. Representative Wilson, please come on up and state your name for the record. Go ahead and with your presentation.
Mr. Chairman and committee members, my name is Peggy Wilson and I'm from District 2, and this resolution urges the Congress to reauthorize the Secure Rural Schools Act, and I'll give you a little bit of history about it so that it kind of means a little bit more. Historically, the federal government shared 25% of the annual income earned from the national forests with states for distribution around the communities that were close or involved in the national forest. And the federal government has steadily decreased the payments through the Secure Rules Act ever since it was in its inception. And so that keeps dwindling and gets less and less each year. And but these communities still are in the national forest or on the edge of national forest, and they still have the same needs they've had since 1908. So this HJR 24 urges the President and the U.S. Congress to honor an agreement that was made in 1908 to support the roads and schools in communities that are surrounded by national forests. And those forest communities are still in the same areas, but they lack the ability to utilize the land. At one time, there was a lot of timber industry going on, and that's been closed. That's been shut down almost entirely, not totally, but almost. And so they don't have any way to create revenue locally. So 42 states and Puerto Rico receive payments from the Secure Rural Schools Act, and 33 communities in the state of Alaska receive it. In fact, each one of you have communities that receive it, and it goes basically for the schools, and DOT gets some of the money also. There's been this last year there was a total of $16 million that was distributed across Alaska in the budget that they passed for the fiscal year 2011, reauthorization of the Secure Rules Act is supported by the local school districts, by the National Forest Counties and Schools Coalition, by the Western Governors Association, and by at least 29 senators and 69 congressmen, including Alaska's delegation. So Alaska schools need continued support from the federal government because of the location of so many of our communities that lie within the national forest. And reauthorization is in the president's 2012 budget, if they ever pass it. And but Alaska needs to send a strong message to the president that we need to continue this program and at a level that will sustain these forest communities, because they don't have any tax revenue coming in from those areas. So that basically is my bill, and if you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Sure. Have any questions by members of the committee? I've got a couple questions. One, is there anybody opposing this bill?
Not that I know of.
Okay, even the federal government is in favor of continuing on with this 1908 agreement that they had.
It's been continued. A few years ago, they came up with the Secure Rural Schools Act, and it's been dwindling each time. And I think it's in the 2012 budget, but it decreases it every single year. And the last year, I don't know, I can't remember how much it was, but it's greatly reduced from what we're getting now.
Senator Wagner?
Last time we heard this bill or resolution or whichever, there was some contention between cities and boroughs about the division of the funds. Is that still out there, or they've worked out all their problems with the division of the funds?
I think they must have, because no one's come forward at all during this time to say anything to me.
Follow-up, Senator Wagner? As you look at these funds that are coming from the federal government, are there any kind of strings that are attached to them? besides to be used for roads or schools?
There actually are some of the funds. They've changed some of the funds to be used by RAC committees, and RAC is called RAC, which is a Resource Advisory Councils. And these Resource Advisory Councils, it's kind of been changed so that some of the money, quite a bit of the money, not the majority of it by a long shot, but I know that we have several RAC groups in Southeast, and they have to use the money in the forest some way, whether it's trails or fixing up a cabin that's mm-hmm. there, or you know, they might redo a trail. It has to be something that's already there that gets improved. And so that they've kind of changed it depending on who the administration is into using some of it in some of those areas. So it is used in the, and I actually belong on, I'm a member of one of those committees, and it's, we split it between three communities, and the funds go to the community itself decides what is going to be funded for their community.
How much money are we talking about when you look at this? How much does each community get, or how much does each area get?
Well, in a lot of
millions or billions or
well, it was
hundreds 16, of thousands.
The state of Alaska got $16 million in this last budget,
mm-hmm.
But next year it'll be less, and the next each year will be less. But to give you an idea, Kenai gets $645,000 they got last time. Valdez got 2.2 million. Cordova got 1.2 million. But some of them, like Southeast Alaska School District, got 373,000. Chatham got 415,000. Anchorage got 104,563. Matsu got 32,000. So it just depends. The city of Pelican got 38,000. So it depends on how much forest is around your area. There's Port Alexander got 5,000. So it's just, you know, it's tapering off.
There's still a fair amount of money that's helping these school districts that are out there. With that, I don't have any further questions. Any further questions about a member of the committee? Anybody want to testify to it? And nobody's online either. Okay. With that, I have a motion.
I'd move House Joint Resolution number 24/M to the next committee of referral with individual recommendations and attached fiscal.
Without objection, this resolution passes out of committee. With that, congratulations. We're adjourned.